Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Three teenagers are in critical condition following a serious single-vehicle crash involving a stolen vehicle in Brightview, east of Gatton, just after six this morning. All three were thrown from the vehicle after it hit a pole and burst into flames on the corner of Brightview District Road and Brightview Road. At least two of the teenage occupants have suffered life-threatening injuries. Two male teenagers were airlifted to separate Brisbane hospitals while a teenage female was taken via road ambulance. Police say the car the teens were travelling in was a stolen Mazda CX-9, which was taken from Clayfield in Brisbane overnight. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. It comes as people aged 16 to 24 make up more than a quarter of our total road toll for the year. John Elliott from Rider says young people are still overrepresented in road fatalities, despite a lower number this year.
That portion is coming down, thankfully, and the number of people who died on our roads last year is 53% lower than it was 20 years ago. So we're heading in the right direction.
The Southern Policing Region's road toll sits at 53 so far for this year. A convenience store authority is warning owners against profiteering off an alleged $2 billion nicotine vape black market. Australian Association of Convenience Stores CEO Theo Ficari says he's aware of more than 1,000 stores nationwide selling the products to customers, including children. He's got a strong message to send to store owners selling illegal nicotine vaping products.
You are breaking the law. It is illegal to do this and there are significant fines and you're putting your business and your reputation at risk and Australians at harm by selling unregulated products. So please don't get involved.
And briefly, the state's top cop won't be standing down despite a scathing report detailing a culture of racism and misogyny in the QPS. It follows a lengthy investigation into the police service's response to domestic and family violence.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.